The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, what an awesome choir. They're singing, I'll Say Yes. I'll say yes to your will. I like the fact that that pace is slow enough that we can really think about the various reasons for which we need to say yes. Yes, I will stop being a liar. Yes, I will stop being sexually immoral. Yes, I will stop being lazy about studying your word. Yes, I will stop being lazy about praying to you. Yes, I will stop being I'll say yes to no longer being arrogant and haughty, lifted up in pride. Yes, I'll say yes. I'll say yes to finally being real, no longer the hypocrite. All right. Back to our street corner ministry. And it literally is a street corner ministry. Like I said, they are on the corner of what seems to be a fairly large downtown area. Now I want us to move to this conversation that really struck me. And I'll be honest with you, as I heard this response, the gentleman who was walking by, as he was asked about his belief in God, he responded the way he responded. I had a mix of emotions, a mixture of emotions. I really did. Check out the conversation and pay attention to what's going on inside you as you hear this discussion, this exchange.
Amen. Hey, so you believe in God? No, you don't believe, or no, you don't want this microphone in your face.
I don't want to bother God.
You don't want to bother him?
I don't want to bother God.
You understand what he's saying? The gentleman asked, do you believe in God? It's evening now. It looks like it's about dusk, dark. The sidewalks aren't quite as crowded as they were earlier. But he asked this gentleman, sounds like he has an Indian accent. And when I say Indian, I mean like from the Middle East. From Asia Indian, not Native American Indians. And when asked the question, do you believe in God? He shook his head. He had a slight smile on his face and he shook his head. And when the gentleman asking the question said, do you know you don't believe in God or no, you don't want this mic in your face? The gentleman walked over to him and said, I don't want to bother God. I don't want to bother God. Listen to the rest of this conversation.
You're not bothering him.
Too many poor people ask God for money. Rich people ask God for longevity. God has too many, too busy.
He's saying too many poor people are asking God for money. Too many rich people are asking God for longevity. There's too many people asking God for too many things. And when he says God is too busy, it seems like his main point is not that God won't care about him because he's taking care of so many other people. It almost comes across as though his position is God is just being worn out with all these requests, and I don't want to add to his stress.
God is too busy to deal with such people.
God is too busy?
Yeah, too busy. Too many people ask
hey,
for.
Hey, can I shake your hand? That was a fucking genius comment.
But I thought he's all powerful. If he's all powerful, why is he too busy?
God is too busy. I don't want to bother him.
So he exists, you just don't want to bother him?
No, I don't want to bother him.
You just let him do his own thing?
I do believe in God, but I don't want to bother it.
Yeah.
I do believe in God.
What God do you believe in?
Wow, I believe in God. I just don't want to bother him. He's looking out for God. From his perspective, he is looking out for God by not talking with God and expressing his needs. He's not being malicious towards God. He's not being critical of God. He is concerned that God is overwhelmed by all the requests that he gets from so many people from all around his world. This gentleman is genuinely concerned about God. He doesn't just believe that God exists. We'll find out who he says God is to him. But he's saying right now, he doesn't want to bother God.
Hey. This person is not that sophisticated. Not that sophisticated.
So what God do you believe in?
It's very sophisticated. I don't know how to answer this person because it's too sophisticated.
God is too sophisticated.
Yeah, too sophisticated. Yeah.
So he's too sophisticated to understand who he is?
Yeah, right.
Is he too sophisticated to have a name? No? Because everyone has names, right? So God has a name too, doesn't he? What do you think?
So again, it sounded like he has an Asian accent, I should say. Couldn't tell you which country, but an Asian accent for sure. And can you kind of get a sense of why I had mixed emotions as I listened to him? On the one hand, I truly am glad that he cares about God. Man, how many Christians who are imitating Christ, at least according to their confession, don't care about God, aren't concerned about God? I mean, come on now. Why should we not be concerned about God? We know from reading what we've read in Genesis chapter 6 that man's crazy wickedness grieved God to the point where he regretted that he had made man on the face of the earth. He regretted he had made man because man was so wicked. We're told in the New Testament not to grieve the Holy Spirit, not to grieve him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we really can be concerned about God, and that is not an outlandish thought. Yes, he is God. He is a God who has emotions, feelings, thoughts, can be disappointed, can be grieved. How many of us ever take the time to sit back, think about what God is going through, and become concerned about him? Do we have that kind of relationship with him? Do we have that kind of friendship with God that we genuinely care about his feelings?